price gouging, it's a real thing no matter what the emergency is. If you know, if you're like a state of emergency, where there's a hurricane or earthquake or any state of emergency, you can't just start saying, well, we don't have enough gas, so we're going to just charge you $6 a gallon for this week. You can't do that. It's illegal.
And I'm glad that it is.
Right. You take advantage of a bad situation. Mm-hmm. Jason Goodman apparently was the victim or potential victim of price gouging.
Yes, and I start to think to myself, was it price gouging or not? So basically, when you know how the water has been scarce in the area? So I was looking for water because one of the big stores that usually has it was supposed to get a shipment, and it never came in.
Oh, okay.
So I randomly went to a gas station.
All right.
Okay. Went into the gas station. They have tons of bottled of water in the cooler, but they had no cases of water.
I see.
But then I did notice there was like kind of a case that was put together.
Okay.
Of water. And then I said to the guy, do you have any other cases of water? And he said, no, but I have that. And he pointed to, it was like a loose case of water. And I said, okay, well, how much is that? And it was Dasani water bottles, 16 out Dasani water bottles, all lined up, 24 of them. And I said, oh, how much is that? And he said, well, for you, I'll give you a discount, $24.
Oh, my God.
For a case of water.
I saw the Target last night, Dasani, $4.99 for that many.
But the thing is, and I don't know if that's price gouging or not, and this is why I don't know. Because if I went into the cooler and pulled out a Dasani, it's looking at $2,
okay,
right, each.
Individually,
so he was selling them technically individually, giving me a break for a dollar each. But they aren't cold. They're in a case outside of the cooler.
Right.
And he says $24, but then it's basically $24 for the case of water.
Right.
Obviously, he was trying to make money. I mean, I thought you pay like the $2 a bottle of water or something like that because it's cold and it's convenient.
And it's stocked and ready to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. This is on the side.
Room temperature. Like in a kind of in a set up in a case.
Yeah.
To me, I don't know. It seems like taking advantage
it
of the situation.
Does seem it seems that way. Yeah.
Or what he should have said is that we're not selling that by the case. Those are individual bottles.
Like, hey, I'm sorry, but I have to sell it to you individually.
Right. Yeah. But then he said, but I'll do them individually for a dollar.
Oh.
And then that's $24. But $24 for the case.
I see.
I don't know. He should have put, if he was going to have it, he should have put it somewhere else.
I agree. Mancaster Matt, you read my mind. We have official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning. Lisa Lanier on the phone. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Hope everybody's doing well in this weather we're having.
You too.
So what, I mean, I don't know if you heard Jason's story about the potential price gouging, but what do you think about that?
Well, it's going to depend. If he's in a convenience store where they don't sell water by the case, although most of them do, but if the idea of it's a little small, convenient, like a mom and pop, and if they don't normally sell it by the case and they normally charge $1 or $2 a bottle, then it may not be price gouging for that merchant to say, well, you know, because that's what that person would normally sell them for, what they would normally make off that. Typically, with price gouging, it's more obvious that, you know, it's like, when they're asking, you know, you got a tree down on your house and they're telling you it's going to be $5,000 to get it down when it would normally not be that much, you know, that kind of thing. It's usually much more egregious than that. Or when they're charging $10 a gallon for gas, which has happened. The whole price gouging law has a history because there was so much of this going on that this exact kind of thing, the charges being very unreasonable and excessive for taking down trees, for gas, for generators, for water, things like that. So in response to that, in 2003, the legislature passed this anti-price gouging statute. And what it says basically is it's illegal to charge an excessive price for goods or services anytime there's a state of emergency declared. So what is excessive, though, is like you're talking about here, it's a bit up to argument or interpretation. But I think that merchant has an out if they normally charge that. They normally sell them as singles, and they normally charge like $1 or $2.
But
I think they have an out.
But if he has a history and people know that at that gas station they normally sell the 24 packs for $5, then he could maybe be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But it has to be.
And they do sell the cases. Yeah. They ran out of them. But this was a loose case
they
put
kind
together.
Of put together. I see. Yeah. So it's unfortunate people will take advantage of a situation like that. People are in desperate need during any sort of earthquake or hurricane, whatever the situation is.
Well, the good news is that you can report them.
Yes.
You know, to let it not happen to somebody else.
Yeah, you just Google price gouging. There's like an 800 number you call to report people.
And that line is actually a line that's up year round for other types of scam reporting as well. But they encourage you. Attorney General have been on the news a lot, saying, "Hey, you know, this is the number to call." And all the surrounding states have a similar price gouging laws, and you can go through your Attorney General's office. Interesting thing about price gouging: when these laws came into effect, they all came into effect right around the Fran Floyd time. There were actually opponents to these laws who said these laws are a bad idea, these price gouging laws, because they say they prevent hoarding. It's an interesting argument, but it failed.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, people are trying to make money. I get that, but not in an emergency situation. Well, as always, a wealth of knowledge, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away. HireAHeavyweight.com. All right, we got an email from an all-morning listener. Her name is Camilla, and she found something fishy on her joint bank statement. She has a joint account with her boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
And she saw, I believe it was like a $20 charge for roses like 2 weeks ago. She never got them. She's thinking. And he's been acting.
What the?
Yeah, very short towards her. He hasn't mentioned the roses or the flowers. And then he's been acting like really kind of short with everything that she asked him. Like, very angry all the time, which is a big change for this guy. Is he cheating? Find out next with Jared and Katie's War of the Roses call.